Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope, where hope finds you. We invite you to enjoy and listen and be a part of a place where love welcomes you, peace will surround you, and the presence of God is already present. We invite you to bring your problems, bring your pain, bring everything that you deal with in this world. But when you listen, allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Through our ways of reaching you, whether it's our weekly broadcast, whether it's our podcast, or whether it's something that you hear during the week or our weekly broadcast, we invite you to allow the Spirit of God to romance your ears and love on your heart. We don't take it for granted that you tune in to us, but we want to take this moment to just tell you right now, welcome, welcome, welcome.
This morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Morning Glory International Community Development, where we provide you with an atmosphere of hope, faith, and love for the whole family. Our weekly broadcast, the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope, is conducive for the Holy Spirit to come in to teach, inspire, and develop healthy families globally. Our resources, prayer ministries, and online Bible studies are just a few avenues that we use to empower our families. So are you ready? Because this is your host, Minister Kim. Yes, this is our post-Thanksgiving show, and we are live. We have a guest this morning. Amen. Yeah, I did get Radio Angel out of bed. So I'm grateful for her consistency and her commitment here in the ministry. Hey, family, I need you to do something for us this morning. Show us some more love by posting today on our fan page. That is on Facebook, www.facebook.com, The Morning Glory, IVO Hope. Amen. And let us know what you're grateful for today. Radio Angel, let me share with you and all of our listeners today. Number one, if you're the first five, you're going to go home with the Micellar Cleansing Water Solution. We are doing skincare. We're doing so many awesome things in the ministry to help you be a better you. Amen. So always be a part of our fan page on Facebook. You never know what you might get. We want to take your numbers, and in between commercials, we want to get your information. We want to definitely send it out to you today, your bottle, amen, of Micellar Cleansing. Let me tell y'all, I've had an awesome, awesome Thanksgiving, and I want to give you the opportunity to call in and share with us how your Thanksgiving was, amen, whether you was alone, whether you had some Chinese food, turkey, amen. I'm saying that somebody put up there, and it was like, happy Thanksgiving. He had some french fries and some fried chicken. I laugh because guess what? He was in a spirit of gratitude, and that's something that we all should have, regardless if we have a big display of food before us or that carton. Amen, of fried chicken wings and french fries. I love it, I love it. So let me share with you some of the things that I did on this year. Amen, I enjoy holidays. I enjoy the opportunity to be with my family and friends near and far every time we get together. Amen. But this year we wanted to do something different. I'm always doing something different. I'm peculiar, strange, as they call it. But I just like to be me. We went to my nephew Manny's football game, which was called Turkey Ball. And it was the Cardinal Hayes versus Mount St. Michael. It was an awesome game. They won, and congratulations to Cardinal Hayes here in the Bronx, who won the league championship this year. You knocked it. I'm so proud of you guys. And then afterwards, the Morning Glory International Community Development, we partnered up with a few ladies that had this vision. And one of them is my cousin, Mabel. And she was doing this and then stopped for a while because she didn't have the help. And the reason why I'm sharing is because we do need your help. Amen. The body of Christ will never grow if we have that I or ism mindset. We have to do it as a body, as a whole. So what we did was we partnered up with her and another lady from her church, and we served to the homeless from the hours of 1 to 3. We opened up their church, and we served close to 100 people this year. Now, what was amazing about doing this was that I saw some children come in, and they were so grateful about getting a plate of food. He was able to sit in the dining hall or take your meal with you, and some chose to sit and some chose to take it. But towards the end, we had still some food left, so we just began to just pack it up, and we were just giving it out in the community. And one of the gentlemen that came back, he said that this lady's out there crying, y'all, like, you know, she's just so grateful because I just said, here. You know, how many times do we see a need or the Holy Spirit is unctioning you to do something, but you don't? You don't know how you make a difference in someone's life. I believe we made a difference. I believe we allowed the Holy Spirit, excuse me, to shine that day because she wept. I didn't know. We didn't know what her situation was. All we knew was we wanted to give her the food and we wanted to be a blessing to someone. We could have trashed it. We could have took it home. But for what? We knew in this particular area that there is a need. There's family shelters in that area. There's substance abuse programs in that area. So there's individuals who are single parents in that area. They needed the help that day, and I'm glad that we were able to do that. So the reason why, again, I said that I shared this, amen, not to toot my own horn, because I work for God, amen. I am a servant of God, and I don't mind doing what God has called me, but I do need your help. We have agreed to go back into the same church and feed the hungry again. We're going to do it on Christmas, the day before Christmas, December 24th, between the hours of 1 to 3. But I need your support. I need your donations, whether you would like to cook a meal, whether you will send monetary gift, or if you want to volunteer, because I believe that it's going to be packed for Christmas Eve, because a lot of churches, a lot of communities do not open up the community centers to feed on. You know, Christmas time is always about Thanksgiving. So there I go, the peculiar Kim. So please inbox me on Facebook. My page is Kim E. Underwood, or go onto the fan page again, which is the Morning Glory Ivy of Hope, and we can do this together. Amen. You will be acknowledged in the kingdom as well as here. Don't forget, if you're the first five, you got to let us know. And guess what? We will definitely send you out a bottle of Pacella cleansing water to cleanse your face with. Are you ready? Are you ready to have an awesome post-Thanksgiving show right here? Our topic today is the attitude of gratitude. When we come back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope, this is your girl, your peculiar girl, Minister Kim. I'll be back.
Lord, this is a song. Lord, this is a song to give you thanks. Help me express myself, Lisa.
For every time that you protected me when I didn't know your name.
Lord, I say thank you.
How you loved on me and cared for me when I didn't return the same.
Lord, I say thank you.
Now when it seemed like I was losing and I felt like giving up, I
Lord, I say thank you. Yes, Lord. Lord, I say thank you. What are you thankful for today? As our topic today is the attitude of gratitude. Every year, Americans set aside one day of gratitude. But why shouldn't every day be Thanksgiving? Not the part of the holiday that calls for the gobbling of the turkey and the pumpkin pie or laziness, you know, hanging around the family and, you know, maybe just playing some games, watching TV and just talking about some old stuff that you did in the past. But why can't we just be grateful every day? Amen? Where we take a moment of every day and reflect and count our blessings. Today with us, we have Miss Myra Smith Fry, a wife, a mother, a child of God, who believes her purpose is to uplift individuals, children, families, to uplift all by providing a caring, nurturing atmosphere for growth and development, to allow individuals to come into her presence and grasp the importance of having an attitude of gratitude, because it's so important for you to have a positive attitude. It's so important for you to understand who you are, where you are, and be grateful that you experienced something. I don't care if it's a storm going through your life, even a death. You should be able to say, what can I learn? I'm grateful. Amen. That I'm alive, that I got this, I got that, instead of complaining and bickering and arguing and fighting about what you don't have. Let's not allow this year to pass us and we go into 2017 with that nasty, stinking attitude where we have lost our position and being grateful for life, what we do have. You know what? A radio angel was here last week and she said something about get rid of tradition. Get rid of tradition. Thanksgiving comes once a year, but an attitude of gratitude comes every day. Every day that you get to see a new day. With us today, we have Myra Smith Fry. Welcome, Myra, to the show today. How are you?
Good morning. I am just giving God the praise and thanks for another day that he has allowed me to wake up and live like he wants me to live. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. Yeah. And this is what I love so much about your energy, amen. Even at, 8:14 in the morning, we hear it and we can feel it through our airwaves today. But, you know, the reason why we have you here, Myra, because, again, I love your energy. I always find you in this state, amen. I don't care what's going on in your life. You never let someone know. You're going to be like, yes, I got a positive day going on. And there is a lot that goes on in your life, and I'm pretty sure of our listeners, if they really want to sit back and think, they can go down memory lane and say, girl, I went through this. I'm going through this right now. But some people, you will never know what they're dealing with in their own home and their own backyard, because when they see you, they give you the positive, you know, effects of life, what is really going on, what can be happening if you just pursue, you know, the happiness of life. So I want to just let our listeners know who you are. You know, I talked about you being a wife, a mother, a facilitator of some awesome calls. You have such an amazing platform. But who is Myra Smith Fry besides all of the other stuff that I talked about? Who are you and what do you deal with on a daily basis?
Wow. I am just a cultured country, but I'm a country woman who's a girl at heart, right? And I am, you know, growing up, you really want, you get accolades for all your accomplishments. And that makes you kind of want to do more accomplishments. But as I'm being so graciously allowed to live longer and longer, the longer I live, the more I know accomplishments don't mean anything. So unless they count for something, you know, they really count for something. And that's why, more importantly, first and foremost, if I never am anything else, because I do have a lot of goals and aspirations, because, you know, I'm that kind of person. But if I never attain anything else, I want to truly be known by God himself as a child of God. You know, some folks say a woman of God. I'm still growing up. I haven't arrived yet. So I don't even feel comfortable saying a woman of God. I'm a child of God, but I am this just simple person that loves life. I get excited by going outside, looking at the sky, and I am being honest. I have since I was little, and I haven't lost I'm not childish, but the whole movement, the I Am Special movement, you know, everything about that is about youth-like experience in this wonderful journey called life. So I'm friendly. I'm genuine. I'm real. Now, do I still have areas that God's still working on me? Of course. And anybody that says they don't, I want to pinch you just to make sure you're still here.
Right. Because we all have areas that we need to work on. Amen.
We do. But the good thing is, he can use us and intends to use us while we're yet allowing him to perfect us, because we're in a perfection experience. And sometimes, though, I have to be honest, I'm like, oh, my goodness, God, you really want to use me? I just messed up. Oh, my goodness, you know. But his grace and mercy. So the man of God, Timothy R. Jones out of Shreveport, Peaceful Rest is the name of the church. I woke up Friday morning to so much. Oh, my goodness. It was amazing and exciting. But because sometimes the enemy tries to plague me, and I'll go to bed and I'll have something that's got about God going on. I used to just have the television on, period. But here in recent times, especially, God has really been molding me. You make sure what's coming across on the internet, the airwaves. Don't just go to sleep with the TV playing, because you don't know what they're playing. You know, and what gets off into our spirit, it has some impact, whether we want to admit it or not. It's not always for the good. So if the enemy starts nagging me, because there is a verse that says, you know, I'm no longer nagged by the enemy, because I'm covered by God, right? I paraphrase. But truth be told, the enemy nags us sometimes when we're sleeping. And he puts those thoughts in your head. And so when I feel like he's trying to creep up on me, I make sure I go to bed with some worship music on, or I'll turn it on like inspirational spiritual channel, make sure what I'm getting is something that's going to keep me comforted, and that I can walk in that he gives you peace to sleep at night. But I got to share this with you, aside from that question you asked me, because who else am I? I am a person who loves community, loves neighbors. That's what the movement is about, you know, neighbors loving neighbors, the mission to uplift all. But I got to give a shout out to my church, because I know this ain't the what's going on in the neighborhood section, but I might forget then. But like you all said, you served on Thanksgiving. We do what's called an open kitchen each and every fourth Saturday. And this is the fourth Saturday after Thanksgiving, and we will be serving. We are in Marshall, Texas. We will be serving. I didn't think they're doing the tradition. I know Ms. Kim said get away from the tradition, but they're doing traditional meal today. And we serve from like 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. each and every fourth Saturday. So I just want to give New Bethel a shout-out. Yes, that's right, in Marshall, Texas. So if you are in the area, if you know somebody that needs to come get a plate, or if they can't come get it, y'all need to come get it for them and take it to them, because that's what good neighbors do. Neighbors help neighbors.
Awesome. I love it. Awesome. And we definitely send us the information, and we will share, because we definitely have our Texas family here. And let me tell you, I'm going to say this here, because you know this is live radio, and I'm transparent, right? Don't, you know, a lot of times people have this perception that you have to be poor, homeless. No, you just need someone to help you to get through until you get a next paycheck, you know, until your unemployment check come in the mail, your Social Security check. So sometimes you're helping them get over the hump. So when the doors are opening, don't look down at the people. It's not always someone that's coming in that looks dirty. It's someone who's working and got children, and they need to be fed. They need to be clothed. So I want us to keep that in mind when we have churches and community centers and people going out of their way to feed. Feed whoever needs. Amen?
And that's what
we
call it, an open kitchen. It's for anybody because it's a fellowship and it's a way to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. That love is action. Yes, it is.
That's it. All right, when we come back, more on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope as we have our sister, our friend Myra Smith Fry here. Amen. She's here to uplift us all after Thanksgiving. We'll be back.
Starting your own business is an exciting experience. You have the ability to be your own boss, set your schedule, and make a living doing what you love. However, entrepreneurship also comes with a lot of challenges. Many entrepreneurs fail before they launch their business by not knowing how to set up their business correctly. Every player needs a coach, and every business needs a startup strategist. Don't get frustrated trying to navigate through the paperwork. Let our professional staff get you started. Schedule your discovery call today by visiting our website at www.thestartuhp.com or calling 240-786-8089.
Well, well, well. You want to start your own business? I want to shout out to our statistics. Excuse me, I got that wrong. Amen. Our strategist, our startup strategist, Tracy. Amen. Brown, who retired. Amen. She is a retiree. Amen. We were talking last week, and she just shared how it feels to not have to get up every day and go to work. And now she's even pursuing her own dreams even harder, you know. She's our Tracy Brown girl right here every first and third. And oh, what? Let me back that up. See, Reality Radio, here we go. Now she's going to be here three times a week with us. Amen. So she's going to plow it in. You know why I love her? Because she has passion. So we're going to get our ideas and our creative juices flowing, and we're going to make some things happen. Amen. Together, we're going to make some stuff happen for 2017. So back to Myra. Myra, you opened up and you shared who you are, and you said something that was key. You was like, I am a child of God. Amen. I want to stay humble, and I want to continue to learn what God has offered me. That is so awesome, amazing. Thank you for shouting out and letting us know what your church does each month. That's so important, and we're going to continue to lift up you as being a part of the ministry and doing, amen, what God has called you to do. But besides that, I want to go in your backyard, okay? Let's go in your backyard, because when I
first met you,
amen. No, we going in the backyard. We ain't going on the porch. We want to go in the backyard. Because, you know, right, meet me in the backyard. Because on the porch, you know, we can mask what we want people to see, right? Right?
Ooh,
while they drive by, when they come on the porch.
Okay.
Right? We can mask that. We can make it look all pretty and nice and shiny and cozy.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
By our neighbors. But in the backyard, amen. Only the neighbors that's sharing that space really know or see, amen, and hear what's going on. So we in the backyard today, amen.
Uh-oh.
We being real. This is post-Thanksgiving stuff, amen.
Uh-oh.
You know, you didn't eat, you didn't get full, you didn't got some more memories, amen. You done met some of your loved ones. But when you go home, amen, and deal with what's behind the door, what's in your backyard, the stuff that you didn't want to talk about, at table time, we want to talk today. Because truth be told, there is a need, amen, not only in the body of Christ, but there's a need in the lives of people, amen. Whether you saved or not, you have a need. We are all God's children, amen. We talk about having the attitude of gratitude, right? So let's talk about your backyard, what you deal with, and you still come out on that porch with a smile and you waving, saying, hi, neighbor. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Can I help you, neighbor? Don't forget, I have a radio show on Saturdays. Don't forget, I'm uplifting this one and I'm uplifting that one. But who uplifts Myra when she goes in her backyard?
I tell you, let's talk about the backyard. I am blessed that God has been in my backyard, front yard, porch, around the way, you know, from the beginning, because my life is people only knew, right? But and I didn't share with some of my classmates until I graduated, and they're like, "What? Wow!" You know, because some people think if life is not going like you want it to go, or if life is coming at you, that you're supposed to be nasty to people. You know, that you got issues, they need to have them too, right? But I just, as a little girl, I just decided, I don't want to be that way, God. You know, now trust me, Ms. Kim, it is in me to be that way. Okay, I'm just being real. But I've learned to phrase it this way. When I'm doing like I need to be doing and coming across like I need to be coming across, that's the God in me. I tell you, don't let the smile fool you. You don't want to see the me in me because it's not pretty. It's not pretty, okay? And I don't want to see the me in me. I've seen it a couple of times, and I'm like, who is that? So, but life is I asked him for that for a reason, not knowing all the stuff that was in my DNA. The stuff that was in the, you know, from generations past that you don't even know to know about as a little girl, right? So he wired me to truly care about people. Now, that's been from the beginning. If I was just helping my neighbors, and I'm saddened now. I live in a neighborhood that the people are not neighborly, and that saddens me. But God has had me to go out and do some strange things in the past. He hadn't had me do it here recently, but one time, because the neighborhood kind of changed. Some of the people got older, they moved, and, you know, had to go to a facility or whatever. They moved away. Used to be, my immediate neighbors used to be really, really close with the ones that were right around me, excited. And I, you know, used to make myself friendly to the ones that were not. But now I really don't know my neighbors because they don't want to be known, and I'm asking God how to do it. But sometimes years ago, he had me go around. He had me type up a letter. I said, God, I got to do what? I got to type this up. I got to write this first of all. Then I got to give it to somebody. They're going to think I'm crazy. But he literally had me type this letter up. Because my son, he was so much younger then, but something happened to our house phone. And instead of feeling comfortable, even the I think the ones he knew weren't there, or either they had kind of changed at that point. But instead of feeling comfortable going to the neighbor's house to use the phone, my youngster, the oldest, Justice, who's overcoming symptoms of Asperger's, he walked down a long ways to the store and used a payphone. That broke my heart. And so I cried out to God, and, you know, that's when he had me write this letter at the time. And I couldn't just leave it in the door. I had to knock on the door and go to just about every neighbor was in this neighborhood and share that letter, say, this is just something God told me to do. I don't know if we're going to get to the point that he put in the letter for me to write, but I got to be, you know, even back then, I'm like, God, you got me looking crazy. I'm just being real. I said, these folks don't think I'm crazy. They don't even like me. You know, they don't know me, but that the perception, because unbeknownst to some of y'all, I'm married to a veteran. And my veteran came home wounded. I wasn't with him when he was in the military, but he was wounded probably before he went in. But he got even more wounded inside. Came out wounded, but you can't see his wounds. Okay, his wounds are on the inside. So he's experienced some things that caused us to experience some things that some people like. We don't want to associate with them, you know. So it's okay. It was a little hard at first, but I do have my mom in me, too. I am God's child, but I got my mom in me. you know what? I can live among you, and I'm still cordial because I'll be friendly, I'll do neighborly stuff for you. But if you don't want to deal with me, then I can still live, because guess what? I got some neighbors. They may live all the way in New York or across town, but I got some neighbors who love me. I pray that the neighbors who are close to me, we get to that point that we can truly love each other. But in the meantime, God gives you what you need. And so went around to each house, gave them the letter that said, you know, if your family got it that much together, you know, sharing about my son's experience, but if your family got it that much together that a child can't feel comfortable reaching out to you, you need to be praying for somebody else's family. And then you need to be more friendly. And then ended up in the letter, you know, saying that neighbors are supposed to be neighbors loving each other, and hopefully we could have a gathering. We have a cul-de-sac that's northeast of my house, a gathering of all us neighbors doing neighborly things, you know. You don't have to be at your neighbor's house every day, but like you talked about on the prayer call the other night, if you hear something going on, you need to be there. And there's been some instances of that, you know, I approached some neighbors like, are you okay, something I can do? But we don't have that closeness like the neighbors that I grew up with. Girl, you knock on their door, you help them with their groceries, you over their house. You know, that's what I grew up with, and that's what I am. That's what I long to have again. And I had that for a moment with my most immediate neighbors, but they moved away, or they, you know, life happened to them. I want that back. So we're gonna be praying. Everybody needs to be praying for their neighborhood and their neighbors. That you truly do what God says: love your neighbor. He said, love me first. But he then said, love your neighbors as you love yourself. But I think so many people don't know how to love themselves because they haven't accepted the love that only you can, you know, get from God. You got some people, they so full of themselves, or they so full of stuff against themselves that they don't know how to reach out and be a neighbor. And it's a wonderful thing. And who is your neighbor? Not just the people close to you. Like I said, I got some neighbors in New York. Hello. I got some neighbors right across the way. But I got some neighbors in Africa I never met, in Australia, you know, in Russia. Everybody's our neighbor. Everybody. Mm. So we got to start showing in action, because love is not an expression of lip service. Love is an expression of real service. That's what it's all about.
Wow. You know, you said so many key things, and what's sad is how people judge you, right? You said that you feel, and I don't know, you know, you feel that is because, you know, you're married to a veteran, and there's some things that your husband came home with that you deal with, you know, in the backyard, that maybe your neighbors feel like intimidated, or however they may feel. But at the end of the day, you're still a neighbor. You're still a family that's in need. And for your son, amen, you have an artistic son. He couldn't even go next door to receive help. That saddens me to hear that. It saddens me. It's just like, and I'm going to put it out there because I'm talking. I'm putting it out there. It's just like you live in a community that is predominantly Caucasian. And you know when you drive in, you know, to your driveway, or when you coming out, amen, to get your mail, the looks of the stairs, they look so stone, like they focus on something that they don't even say hi. How dare you? How do you live among someone and don't have a conversation with them? You never know. You might be in need one day. I'm putting it out there. You might be in need one day. You might be in trouble. And thank God Myra got a heart to love and care, because they might turn the other cheek just like you. And I understand some people, like you said, are full of themselves or got so much full. They minds are full. Their issues are full. But guess what? Never be so full that you can't help somebody else.
Yeah.
We always got to be a hand to reach out and pick somebody up. This is what I'm talking about. You know, Thanksgiving, everybody all lovey-dovey, and everybody want to be, putting on social media what they cooking and who they with. Guess what? There were some people out there that did not eat in your backyard, and you wouldn't even think to fix a plate and take it over to them. And if you did, I'm going to kudos to you. Keep doing it. Keep sharing. Keep giving. Keep showing the love, the heart of God. My point of view is the reason why this world is so hardened and so cold and miserable is because we don't have enough people shining. We don't have enough people giving. We give when, guess what, when media is there, when there's a camera on us. Don't put no camera on me. I don't need to be seen. I'm doing this for the glory of God. And when you have that mindset, you don't do it for one day. You will do it every opportunity that you get. You'll make sure that somebody got a coat. You'll make sure that somebody got a hat and glove. You'll make sure that somebody got something to eat. Because guess what? Your turn could be coming right around the corner.
Gotta be
thankful. You don't know. You don't know. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope today as we talk about the gratitude. No, yeah, the attitude of gratitude. Yeah, I done got me all caught up today. You know, I get all caught up in this stuff. We'll be back because I want to talk about gratitude when we come back. Myra, we'll be back.
God bless you. This is Pastor Thomas S. Cooper. Sometimes life can seem like a puzzle, so many pieces not knowing where they fit. We know someone who can help you master this puzzle. Jesus is and will always be the answer. I want to take this time to invite you to join us each Sunday morning at Kingdom Life Temple. We're located at 3030 Jerome Avenue in the Bronx, New York, between Bedford Park Boulevard and 204th Street. Our service time is Sunday morning, 9:45 a.m., and we also offer children's ministry during our main worship service and our midweek service on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m., also offering our teen Bible study. We'd love to see you in the place. We have a saying at our church, one voice, one sound, one family, one love. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
All right now, that is our pastor, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper. Alongside him is the elegant First Lady, Elder Lynette Cooper at Kingdom Life Temple. Amen. Join us tomorrow for our 9:45 worship service, 3030 Jerome Avenue, right in the heart of Bedford Park. Amen. We also have an awesome service that's coming up. It's going to be on December 4th, just like Myra's church. Every third Saturday, we have a pantry. Amen. We give away bags of groceries, clothing, shoes, books. Whatever God gives us, we give out. Amen. And that means that all the donors. So we want to thank God for all the donors, all of Kingdom Life family and friends. Amen. That has sponsored us, supported us, encouraged us to keep the doors third Saturday of the month. And I'm so excited for Elder Nesby, who has spearheaded this. And she said, you know, we need a service, amen. We want to give something back to the community. So we have a service on December 4th, and I'm inviting each and every one of you to come, amen. The service begins at 3:30 p.m., and it definitely will be up on our fan page. I'm excited about our fan page. Yes, yes, yes. All right, now, I didn't check on those who were on the switchboard, and I went behind, you know, in green room, and I had a conversation with Radio Angel. Now, I got this box of Simply Cleansing, this micellar cleansing water that's supposed to be good for your face. So if you don't want it, hey, I can't make you want it, but I'm encouraging you to when she calls you, you know, respond so we can get your information and we can send you a free bottle. Amen. This is what we're doing. You know, we're starting it off, giving out gifts each week. So be a part. You got to tune in. Whether you be the first five, the last five, I don't know. Just got to be here to win. Amen. You got to be in it to win it. We also going to be giving out another free fries today because the chief activator, Lucinda Cross, has her first portion of Seatbelt Chronicles. So we want to be a blessing throughout this holiday season. And each and every week that you come on, we want to let you know that we love you. We want to just allow you to take home something from us, amen, knowing that you're getting it from us. So let's talk about the attitude of gratitude as we are here today with our sister friend, Myra Smith-Fry. On most days, gratitude manifests as an emotional reaction to a favorable event or outcome. But it also can be a way of life. People who consciously choose daily to seek out things in their lives to be thankful for, research has shown happier and healthier lives for these individuals. Research is saying that they even live longer, Myra. And there was a study back in 2003 by the expert Robert Emmons from the University of California at Davis. He talked about how important it is for you to take a moment out of your day and find something to be thankful for. And I said, you know what, we need to try that, Myra, because, again, I mentioned earlier that so many people are walking around with so much anger and hostility towards themselves and towards others. So maybe if we can just have this drive, amen, throughout this season and when we come into 2014, that we're going to take moments throughout our day and just be grateful, find something to be grateful for. What do you think about that, Myra?
Yes. I mean, you know, people are doing this thing called the mannequin challenge, and I was somewhere and they did one, and I'm like, okay, you know, I heard it twice in 1 week, but instead of doing the mannequin challenge, we need to do the gratitude. I don't even like the word challenge. That word just does something to me. You know, why do you have to be challenged to do anything? Just do it because you need to do it. But yes, I love that you were going to focus on something that's positive. You know,
right.
If people can do a mannequin challenge, I wish they do a pray challenge. And when they're freezing in that position, that they're actually praying to God and thanking God, that'd be a great time to have a gratitude.
Jesus.
You being still and people go around the room. Have you heard about this? And to see who looks like a mannequin in whatever your pose is. And I'm thinking, you're sitting here, this is just the trick of the enemy. I know it's cutesy and it's fun, and you know I love to have fun. You know I do. But we need to be real mindful of our time. And I think what you're recommending that we do, you're trying to go backwards. Now, you said 2014, but you mean 2017, right?
Right, 2017, sorry. I'm didn't hit 50, y'all, so I'm trying to go back now. I'm trying to go back. I'm getting close.
Okay. This not throwback Thursday.
Right.
No. but 2017. And so it's like, I love it. So how can we get it done? How can we get this to spread?
Right.
You know, and will people spread it? Let's hope they will, because
right.
It seems like
right.
negative goes like wildfire and positive goes turtle slow. And it needs to be balanced. It needs to be the opposite, right?
I like that. Yes.
So we need something to spread like wildfire. And the challenge is to talk about your gratefulness, right? Is to every day.
Yes.
How many things can you list that you're grateful? Yes, I love it. Well, you know what? We're going to give that out with your permission. We'll say we got it here and heard it here on the Morning Glory. But when we do our celebrations next month for the Forums for Resolutions, we're doing the Global Neighborhood Hall meetings each and every week, different focus of neighbors every week. We're going to give that challenge out. I'm going to tell my co-moderators.
Awesome.
and make sure that we get that out to everybody. So if you will write it up, mm-hmm. I know I heard it, but you know I'm visual, like you tell me all the time.
Yeah.
If you can write that up and send it to me so I can say it right. Because you know me, I put the sudden spin on a girl. I don't know what might come out. But we're going to do that.
Definitely. You got it. You got it. Because it's important for us to, like you said, not challenge. I shouldn't have to force you. But I want to encourage you, amen, to get that mindset of being just grateful. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Just being grateful that you're
mm-hmm.
able to bathe yourself each day. Being
amen.
Grateful that you can feed yourself.
Amen.
You know, after we did the football game and went and fed the close to 100 people, we stopped by my aunt, and my aunt and cousin is in the same nursing home, and we fed them, amen, Thanksgiving dinner. And you see people who are in the nursing home, people who are in the hospital, that family was not probably able to get to them for whatever reason. But, you know, they want to be fed. They want to be hugged. They want someone to sit and talk with them as well. So just the fact that you was able to just get up out of your bed, come out of your comfort zone, and go into a hospital and sit with someone, or go into a nursing home, or, you know, take a ride and go visit someone that's in prison. Do something that shows that you are grateful, because the simple fact that is that everybody don't feel the way you feel. People are going through. Even a smile can help someone. I'm grateful that I can smile today. How about that?
Absolutely. You know,
I'm grateful
I was always
that
told
I smile
too
today.
Much, but I'm so glad that I wanted
now
to
you keep
be,
on smiling.
You know, I'm a smiler. And I had to get some words off of me that were spoken over me. They thought they were doing me a, you know, how you give children warnings or whatever, but you got to be careful how you frame those warnings. And so they had put the spirit had attached itself that the things they said about me smiling, one of which people aren't going to take it serious. And I have experienced that. But I've now learned how to, you know, go with God and the Holy Spirit and get that off of me and get the fragments of my soul back, you know, and so that I can live out a life of prosperity. And I'm not talking about money. But I'm talking about being able to go somewhere and share with somebody the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what this life is all about. If you don't know Jesus, I invite you to get to know him. Because ain't nobody like him. Ain't nobody like
nobody.
Him. And if you know him, truly, and he knows you, which is even better, you got to have an attitude of gratitude. Yes, you're going to get sad. I even have suffered, but am overcoming in my life. You know, with bouts of depression, I praise God. I've never had to use the medicine because I don't like medicine. So I chose not to use the medicine. But God has allowed me different ways of healing. And I don't tell anybody to use the medicine. But I don't even like taking aspirin. Girl, I got to really have a headache, take aspirin. But I have taken natural supplements in the past when it got really bad. Because I told the doctor, and this was at a time when, oh, my goodness, people would think I wouldn't have anything to be grateful about because it was so much on my plate. But God gives you what you need, and he gave me an Asian doctor that came to Marshall right at the time that I had just I'll call it a mental breakdown. I did. I know I didn't go in a place because I couldn't. I went in a place in a bathroom, closed the door, and me and God had conversations because I couldn't find nobody to pray with. I didn't have nobody to lean on. And maybe at that time, too, I didn't know how to lean on people. He had to take me through that to learn, because my mama was my, you know, my leaning post. And she wasn't in a position for me to lean on at the time. But he gave me an Asian doctor, and I was so grateful. Oh, my God. Because he heard me when I said I got all this stuff going on. I was having anxiety attacks. I mean, I was going through hell on the job. I had a supervisor at the time, unbeknownst to my coworkers, and they didn't know for years later because, like I say, I don't give you my problems because you got enough of your own. But with God, I was able to get through. I was still able to walk around with a smile on my face, be there for my family, be there for my coworkers. But I was going through. Do you hear me? But it don't mean that it don't mean that the trials are not going to come, but it does mean that even in the midst of the fight, You are not by yourself. I know it was nobody but God. I know there was nobody but God. And I thank him.
He taught me, Jesus.
You're not just going to run to Sally Sue and Billy Bob Sue. You're going to run to me. Okay?
You're going to learn how
to be grateful for the relationship that you're supposed to have with me. See, it's not like it needs to be. So let me help you. I'm supposed to be your first choice. You know, I just learned the scripture that says our God, our creator, is our spouse. I'm like, oh, he's my husband? Oh, my goodness. All these years I've been trying to, run after the earthly husband. I have a spiritual husband. For those of you that don't know, you better go check it out. You better go read Ezekiel 16. And all he wants to do for you, when you read that and find out that you have a husband like none other, when you learn how to be really grateful in action, word and deed, to your spiritual spouse, woo, baby.
Wow, powerful, powerful. Thank you. See, thank you. When we come back, Myla, we want to talk about all that you are doing to uplift those around you right here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. This is your girl, Minister Kim, with our sister friend, Myra Smith Fry, right here. We'll be back.
Thank you, Jesus.
Man, what's this feeling? I'm supposed to be stronger than this. I need your help. I gotta get this thing together. Oh, God.
Looking at the walls, feeling like they're closing in on me. Scared I might fall, crazy like tripping over my own feet. What would I do if the Lord took his arms from around me? I'd succumb to the grips of the unknown. But I know I'm not supposed to feel this way. I know that I'm supposed to trust you every day. But it gets so hard to keep it all moving. Sometimes I feel like I'm losing. Bothering me. It's written in your eyes.
Alrighty, right. We are back, everyone. This is your host, Minister Kim, with my sister friend, Myra Smith Fry. I just want to share with you, as we have put it out there, amen, we want to encourage you every day, amen, to have an attitude of gratitude. Take that pause and reflect. But how do you personally practice this? Amen. How are we going to start practicing this and incorporating this in our lives going forward? The best way that I believe that you can practice gratitude is to continuously think about those people who have done things for you and through you. Amen. Never forget who and what God has done for you. Who is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the angels, those rams in the bush, people that come to you, amen, in the brick of a moment, amen. It could be an encouraging word. It could be that smell. It could be that hug. It could be something that's tangible that you really need. And you know that it was only God that brought this individual in your life. Amen? Who is looking out for you? Who has your back? Who has made your life easier because of their own sacrifice? That there, oh my goodness, when I think about the love of people that are in my life, how others make sacrifice daily for me to have an easier life, oh my God, I'm grateful. I'm excited. Matter of fact, it drives me into doing what I need to do because I know someone has my back. I'm not going to fall flat on my face. So this helps you. And let me say this to you because some people, I know you probably say, well, you know, Kim, I don't have all that. Well, I'm going to say this. You reap what you sow. Whatever seed you plant, that's what you're going to harvest. So if it's not coming to you, you need to start putting it out there. Amen. You need to start being a giver. You need to start making sacrifices. And you will see that you'll get it back. I don't know if it's going to come in a day or two, but guess what? It will come. You just keep doing it. You be consistent at your giving, at doing what you need to do. Amen.
Amen.
Who and what I do, I take for granted. Then gratitude becomes real and conscious. Amen? Who and what you do, who are you doing it for, doing it with? Amen? Are you doing it for your own gain, or are you doing it because you want to make somebody else's life easier? It's important to know why you do what you do. Amen?
Agreed.
Tamira, before you leave today, tell us about To Uplift All. Tell us about your amazing podcast, which is very new. Amen. We know that you do the weekly call on Sunday, but tell us about this here because you are in a whole new realm right about now. Amen. So let's talk about that real quick before you leave. I know you got so much to do today, but I want to thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you. Just briefly, To Uplift All, you know, it's all of this kind of grew out of my life, the I Am Special movement, everything. It is God. I thought he was giving it to me for the young people. Come to find out, he was giving it to me for me and for everybody else, right? So been going along, doing what I'm doing, just nose to the grind. And thanks to an angel on earth, afforded me a telephone call about an opportunity that they had been afforded and say that they thought about me. And I prayed to God, because sometimes, you know, I talk. I'm kind of like Peter sometimes. I put it out there, and I'm like, ooh, what did I just do? And so I had said I was going to transition to Blog Talk Radio, podcast, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what the difference is. And so... And then I was like, then I checked out how you do that, and I'm like, ooh, Lord, you had me say this, and I heard you tell me to say this, but first of all, am I ready? And second of all, I can't afford this. And so God afforded it for me. Thank you, Lord. And I met this wonderful lady named Miss Benita Claiborne. I was introduced to her, you know, by way of a angel. Angel of the radio. And I don't know if they want me to put them out there, but I love her so much. And so anyway, I'm a part of Storm Talk 365 radio family. I am so grateful to God. It is only God. It is his platform. He allows me to get out there, whatever it is he wants me to share each and every week, his wisdom, but he lets me graciously call it Mason Jar Wisdom. At this point in time, it's on every Sunday. But if you can't be on for the original podcast, you can download. There are even opportunities to advertise, and it's not just a one platform. You know, we start out on Spreaker, but it's uploaded to iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, and beyond. I can't even name all the platforms it's on. And I'm grateful. I mean, she does this, and at this point, I've been able to have it done, and it hasn't cost me anything. But I am asking people to please share the podcast. Please listen to the podcast, because once I get up to at least 1,000 listeners, and I've only been doing this since July 31st, then I have the opportunity, you know, for my particular show to have advertisers. Or if I get an advertiser, if y'all love me so much and want to be neighborly and advertise on my podcast, you can just call me up and then I think she'll let me. But they won't send advertisers my way until I get a viewership of 1,000. But the gist of the podcast each week is to share Mason Jor wisdom, which is simply God's wisdom. And it's his platform. Not that the others aren't his, because they are too, but he wouldn't even allow me to start having neighbors as guests, and that's our neighbor-to-neighbor segment, N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R number 2, neighbor. And, yes, I need you to come on, and I'm hoping Radio Angel comes on, because he now lets me have conversations with people. So I'm excited. You know I love, I can talk. Y'all know that. I can go and flow. But I love it when it's a conversation, because it's not a monologue. Life is a dialogue. And I love it when I get to share, and others share the Mason Jar wisdom that God gives them as well. You know, it's a wonderful thing. And we meet on the porch, and you got to have your mason jar full of water, lemonade, or tea. Ice cold most times, but it's getting cold, so now I'm going to tell you to warm up coffee or tea.
Get that cold.
Put it in that mason jar. Put in that mason jar. Come along this learning journey with me. Now, you got to slap a piece of paper towel around it if it's glass, because it'll burn. But if you put that paper towel around it, you'll
be just
fine. You're going
to have to get another one.
You'll be okay.
Thank you so much, Myra. Uh-oh. You have been truly a blessing, as always, today. Oh. As we share with our audience, our family and friends, the attitude of gratitude, you are truly a woman who is carrying out that as we share today, who you are, what's going on in your backyard, and what you do even when you got stuff going on in your backyard, that you are delivering a weekly message to uplift all. We already put it on the wall. We're about to put her shows also up on our fan page. So please, on Sundays evening, all roads lead to Myra Smith-Fry, to Up of All the Porch, the I Am Special Inspiration into conference call. There's so much that she's doing, but what she's doing it unto the Lord. God bless you, and we thank you once again for bringing a gleam of hope to our platform. God bless.
God bless. Love you. Bye, y'all.
Love you more. Bye-bye.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, 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 love him.
Wanted you to fall.
Welcome to Real Talk Behind the Collar with Minister Kim. We're so excited that you joined us today. This is the place to discuss real people and real issues. You will be able to connect with Minister Kim offline. There is something you can get from today's message to help you survive every area of your life. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend. Here's your host, Minister Kim.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, I am back, and I'm excited to give you some real talk today for my real people who got some real issues. You know, I've been just holding on to about wealth and just trying to get us in our right mind, amen, as we go over into 2017. So I pray that our messages have been worthy enough, amen, for you to hold on, even go back and archive and just, you know, download it so you'll have it, amen. We're not going to be the same people that we were this year. We want to go higher, and we're going to do this together. So let's talk, family. Are you a hard worker, or are you like to talk? You like to take shortcuts, amen. You ain't rolling up your sleeve. You ain't trying to break your back. You ain't trying to sweat. You just want to take the easy road. Let's look at a familiar scripture. Proverbs 21:5 says, good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but hasty shortcuts lead to poverty. There are two potential outcomes that exist in this verse. Number one, profit, and number two, poverty. I may not know anything about you, but I do know this. You and I would choose profit over poverty every time. Who wants to be in poverty? Who wants to be poor without a man living on the streets and panhandling, struggling, amen, just to get through every hour? No, that's not feeling good. Just even talking about it right now don't make me feel good. So that's why I have a heart to help those who are in that predicament. How they got there is not really important. What's important is they are there and they need a hand. They need some encouragement. They need you and I to help them move past this so they can get into the profit, the prosperity of what God ordained our life to be. We all want our lives to be profitable, right? This verse provides the map for a profitable life. We just got to follow it. I think I shared in the very beginning of this month that Proverbs is a book of life, amen? It gives you basic instructions to have a meaningful life. Do we apply it? Some do and some don't. We take what we need, but not always what we want. And it's not helping us. This is why we in a lot of situations. It's not the devil. Tell yourself, nope, it's not the devil. Sometimes it's our own choices. Amen? Let's look at this verse again. Amen? It shares two key principles that will help each of us have a profitable, prosperous life. Okay? It states that the plans, amen, of those who work hard leads to profit. We must have a plan. I know you talk about that. I got to have a plan. You've heard other people talk about it. I talked about earlier the chief activator, amen. She became very popular with vision boards, amen. And now we call her the chief activator. She looks at vision boards and she makes them happen. She goes around the world sharing people, get a vision board. Got to have a vision. Got to have a plan, right? You got to see where you're going. The word of God lets us know that make the vision plan. You got to write it and then make it plain. So you have to have a plan. The plan just can't be up in your head, people. It got to be written down. It states that you and I have to have this plan. Does plans change? Yes, it does, because life changes, but you still need something concrete to follow, okay, right? Let me ask you a question. Do you have a plan for your life, for your marriage, for your money? Do you have a plan for retirement? Is there a plan in place if something happens to you? Is there a plan in place if there is a major disaster? Is there a plan? Do you have a plan for your life, for your marriage, for your money? Having a plan is not enough. However, we must be consistent in following the plan. You got to be committed to the plan that you create. Amen? When you are consistent, that means that you become steadfast, persistent, disciplined, focused, and willing to persevere in spite of difficult circumstances. It doesn't matter what the weather is. It doesn't matter what Johnny called and told you. It doesn't matter if your friends think that your dreams are just ridiculous. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you have a plan, that you've written your plan out, and what matters is that you believe in the plan. You believe in the master maker of your plan, God the Almighty, the great I Am. You have to believe in what you see according to the purpose and will for your life, not the life of someone else, but your life. You can't walk in nobody else's footprints. You got to walk in your own shoes, people of God. We get in trouble when we keep looking and want to walk in somebody else's shoes and we want to follow their footprints. I don't want to follow nobody but Christ Jesus, because God never fails you. He never puts you in a hole and don't bring you out of it. He never takes you from one level to another and then abandon you. He holds his hand out every step of the way to make sure that you get to the other side. Amen? Let's break this thing down in practical terms and circumstances. Planning with consistency means that you have a budget that you actually follow. You have a life plan and you pursue it daily. Life purposeful instead of being lazy, procrastinate, always got an excuse. The body of Christ, we got so many excuses why we can't do this, why we shouldn't do this. Stop. Stop. Just do what you need to do. That's why you got to have a plan. That's why you got to create a vision board. Refuse to listen to the critics and continue to be relentless pursuing your dream. Be persevering. Pursue your dream. I have some questions, and then we're going to leave you with that today, okay? Do you have a long-term financial plan? Do you have a monthly budget? Do you follow your monthly budget? Is your life leading to profit or poverty? What is one thing you can do today that will make a difference for your tomorrow? What is that one thing? And now we talked about the attitude of gratitude today. Well, if I have a great attitude towards my future, I'll start writing the plan and making it plain and then activating what I've written, okay, right? That means no matter how tired I am, doesn't mean, you know, I'm sick. And if I can't write, I can what? The phones, you can have mics on the phone, right? I love these, you know, smartphones. Talk it out. Record yourself. So when you get up and you feel a little better, you can write it down. Ask somebody, you got kids, say, baby, can you go get a pen and paper or get my planning book? I need to write some stuff down. Real talk. Why is the body of Christ in poverty when we serve the most richest, mighty, powerful, anointing God? Tap yourself, real talk. It's me. Not the devil, it's me. More real talk on next week with your host, Minister Kim. Hello, 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 everybody. What's going on? What's going on? We've had such a phenomenal show up until this point. OMG. Nuggets all day, nuggets all day. Well, you're at the part of the show where we talk about what's going on in the community. Listen, listen, you have been such a supporter of us over the last 8 seasons. I almost said 9. 8 seasons that we want to be able to support you. We don't take it for granted that you show up each and every week, that you, whether you're podcasting or whether you're live on the air, we do not take it for granted, and we want to be able to support you and support your community as well. So please, please, please send us an email about what's going on in your community. It doesn't matter whether your community is California, Canada, Texas, Nigeria, Chicago, or right here in the Boogie Down Bronx. We want to be able to support you and support what your community is doing. So please, please send us an email at hope@themorningglory.org. hope@themorningglory.org. Listen, I actually got it right this time, because you always know I got to say, this is reality radio, but this time I actually got it right. Yay! Practice makes perfect. Practice makes perfect. So, okay, as you all know, and maybe some of you don't know, we have a prayer line that meets on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's what I said, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Eastern Standard Time. This information can be found on our website, because you can also drop prayer requests in on the website, or you can go to the Morning Glory IVO Hope, which is our Facebook page, where everything that I'll talk about will actually be on the page. So, as you know, Myra was on today, yay, and she has this really great segment that's going to be happening next month, yay, the Global Neighborhood Town Hall Call. I know I just messed that up. I totally just messed that up, because she didn't put town hall in there. She just said hall meeting, but I'm so used to saying town hall. But she's having one of them, and it starts December 4th, which is the first Sunday. Yes, Sunday. And it's going to be going through the whole month of December. You don't want to miss it. She has some really great listeners. I mean, well, she does have some really great listeners, but she has a whole bunch of great speakers that are going to be on the panel. And guess who's going to be on there? That's me! I'll be there on the very first Sunday. Okay, so you also know that she has her Uplift. I'm trying to find, you know, this is so bad. I'm trying to find everything on my digital device. Minister Kim, I'm going to have to start writing these things down, because these digital devices are the pits. We need to go back to pen and paper. Minister Kim, I got to go paper. But anyway.
I got you. We got you. What you need? You know I got your back, girl. What you need?
There we go.
Okay,
there
so you talking about my sister friend? All right, so
yes, ma'am.
Myra is Sunday nights is just locked in. All right, Sunday nights is locked in with our family and friends. We got Myra that starts her broadcast at 6 p.m. on Storm Talk, Amen 365. That's to uplift all. Then she got the Porch, Amen, that starts at 7 p.m. And then at 8 o'clock, we got the Tracy Brown Show. Amen. Then you might as well just pray out at 9 o'clock and then join me on Monday mornings at 6 a.m. And that's how we do. We kick it off right here with all of our friends and our families and our partners. So check out our fan page, which is www.facebook.com, The Morning Glory IVO Hope, and you will definitely be able to connect, get the calling number, get the exact time, and you will be able to join and just have a good time with us. Kick off your week with us. That's what I'm just going to say, Kim. What about that?
That was awesome. I just did this. Everything that Minister Kim said that is pertaining to Myra, she is on an Eastern Standard Time. So that's not 6 o'clock
Central Standard Time. So that 6 o'clock is not an Eastern Standard. That's for us at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard. Whatever she says, so she said 6 is the Uplift Show, which is the radio program. That's at 6 Eastern Standard, but that's 7. I mean, that's East Central, and that's 7 Eastern. So whenever you hear Myra put a time out there, I need you all to know, everybody over here on the East Coast, that that is 1 hour behind us. So if she says 6, it means 7 for us East Coasters. If she says 7, it means 8. That's for us East Coasters. So I need you guys to actually remember that. So when we talk about stuff, Minister Kim and I, we're talking about Eastern Standard Time, because we have a lot of listeners that are all over the globe, and we want to make sure that you get the right information, right time frame, so that you can actually tune in and get the nuggets and get the information that you need to have. So there's one other thing that's happened. Oh, yes, yes, there's one other thing that's happening, and that would be, yay, PIP Women Rock. Now, you see, I don't even have to find no paper for that one, because I know this all. Well, actually, I do need paper for that, but because I can't remember the address. But all information is on the Facebook page as well as the website. So December 9th, we're asking you to come on out. You know, that's when we start shopping and doing all that stuff, which is overrated for Christmas. But I'm going to tell you, I'm inviting each and every one of you that are here in the New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut area to come and join PIP Women Rock on December 9th, right in Harlem. The event is a game night, so I'm definitely giving out a prizes now. This year is going to be a little different with our prizes. It's going to be a little, you know, it's going to be interesting is all I got to say. But come on out and have a good time. Eat some good food. We have a special person making something really special. I'm like, wow. So we'll fill you guys in on that. But everything that you've heard today that Minister Kim has said, as well as I have said, is located on our Facebook page as well as our website, which is themorningglory.org, and the Facebook is The Morning Glory, IOVO Hope. Don't forget, every third Saturday, we have the pantry at Kingdom Life Temple, which is located at 3030 Jerome Avenue, right here in the Bronx. Listen, listen. This group works very hard. These ladies work very hard. And when I say there's a lot of stuff that they give everything. They give everything from meat, like raw meat, to eggs, to apple juice. Okay? And on top of that, they give coats and socks and stuff like that. So there's a lot of stuff. When I look at the table and see how much stuff they are giving out, I'm like, OMG. So we feed a lot of families at Kingdom Life. We feed like over 100 families each time they come. And remember, families consist of anywhere from 2 to 10. And in the community that we're in, the people are coming. So please make sure you pass the word on about the pantry that happens every third Saturday of the month. You will not regret it. Just come on out. Everybody, we love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. We'll be right back.
Wow, what an awesome show. Amen. The attitude of gratitude. I want to thank our sister friend, Myra Smith-Fry. Amen. For just dropping those nuggets as we went in her backyard today. And all of you who joined in, Cheryl Moore, thank you. And all of those who are waiting to hear. Let me tell you this. I know we were supposed to have our strategic partner come on. Amen. That's Tracy Brown. And, you know, quarterback, she was ready to give you one of her plays today. We will prepare for all that. But we always tell you, we allow the Holy Spirit to conduct this train ride. Amen. And he wrote it very well. So we're not going to complain. And I hope you don't complain. But come back on next week. Amen. As we will definitely bring our partners on, and you know, our team will be ready for you on next week. And we have not forgotten about the SWAT. Amen. So we're gonna shout out to Ebony. Ebony, where are you? Today is her birthday, y'all. So she's with her family. So we wanna wish you, Ebony Coleman, a happy birthday. We are waiting for our SWAT challenge right here. So I'm looking to just kick that off before the new year, before you get really indulgent in all of these healthy meals that you're going to be invited to. But before we leave, we never leave without giving you or someone the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Amen. If you don't know Christ, today is the day. As we were talking about attitude and gratitude, just to have an attitude knowing that your life is not in vain, that there was a man named Jesus that went to the cross, died for you and I. And he left us the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to guide us until that one day when we will meet again. All he asks is that you freely accept him as your Lord and Savior by confessing that you are a sinner, fallen by grace, and you are ready to turn over your life to the master plan. That's it. There is no price for salvation. Jesus already did it. And if you have agreed to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have opened up your mouth and confessed, welcome you into the kingdom of God. We encourage you to get into a Bible teaching church so that you are covered. But in the meantime, keep joining us, keep participating. And we'll be sure that you get the word by joining us on our fan page each day as you get a word from God, amen, a prayer, and definitely an uplifting message. We love you. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of this holiday weekend. We'll be back on Saturday with more of the Morning Glory. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to listen to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Connect with us on our social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, and Periscope. Remember, no matter what you have going on in your life, never lose your hope. God bless.